Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome back to a new episode of my podcast, Real Talk with Q Alexander. So I wanted to talk to you about a post that I came across on social media a couple days ago. If you follow me, you know that I recently did an episode about celebrating yourself, and I came across a post before I recorded that episode as well. And I wanted to speak more in depth about it. I don't know about you all, but what happens to me often is I'll come across a post about the exact topic that I was just speaking about. Sometimes it'll be literally the same day that I was just speaking about something that I come across. Even on my Facebook page, when the Facebook memories come up, and it could be something that I posted about years ago, and I was just talking about the same thing. So I want to go ahead and share the post today. And of course, I would like to share my thoughts about it. And I'm sure so many people can relate to what I'm going to be talking about. So the post stated, "It's not hard to recognize when something is no longer for you. It's just hard to accept it." This is so true. It is not hard to recognize it because there are always signs, which we call red flags. Even if you choose to ignore it, it doesn't change the fact that the signs are there. And there are some people who will make up all types of excuses just to stay in a situation instead of facing it and just recognizing that the person that they are seeing is truly who they are and the situation is what it is. I know that it can be difficult when we invest so much of ourselves and so much of our time into relationships and situations, and it's not being reciprocated. And this goes for relationships, friendships, marriages, business partnerships, family. It could be your job. It applies to all of those situations. And we have to pay attention to how we are being treated and how it makes us feel. Because again, those are signs. I know that we would like for people to be direct with us and look us in the eyes and tell us the truth, but a lot of people lack taking accountability. So most times that's not going to happen. There are people who lie, and even when they get caught lying, they still lie, and then they get upset with you for catching them lying. And those are definitely the kind of people that you do not need to have in your life, and they are not for you. And the longer that you hold on to things and situations and people that are not for you, the longer you are going to block the things that are for you from entering into your life. I have known people who have stayed connected to people who are no good for them, and those people will give them 9 out of 10 negative reasons to leave them alone. But they will hold on to the one reason to make them stay connected. And it may not even be a real reason. It's something that they are just trying to make up just to give them something to continue to hold on to, just to make the person look better than they are. And while you are trying to make someone look better than they are, you are lowering yourself. You are lowering your standards. If you are feeling drained and you are feeling used and you are feeling like you have to be anyone else other than your true self, those are signs and those are reasons. And that is telling you that something is not for you. If you are working at a job and you don't feel appreciated and you feel overworked, again, those are reasons for you to disconnect from the situation. Never force anything. I am a firm believer in never forcing anything to be something that it's not. Again, I understand that it is difficult, but if you continue to remain in situations, you are making it worse for yourself. You're going to continue to be disappointed. Don't try to paint a picture and a fairy tale that does not exist. That is just what it is. And, you know, too many people continue to do this. I guarantee there are people who are listening to this episode right now who are in situations like this. And the sooner you accept things for what it is, the sooner you will feel free, and you will open up doors to so many amazing things in your life and so many amazing opportunities. You will come across better people, the people who are meant for you. You will feel so much better. Instead of you feeling drained and confused and just chaos and nonsense in your life, you will feel full. You will feel joy. You will feel happiness. You will feel a relief. You will feel like yourself, like your true self. Because anyone that wants the best for you and is good for you, they are only going to enhance that and make you better and make things better in your life. They are going to add to your life. They are not going to take away from you and take away from anything in your life. They are going to support you and vice versa. Whatever we expect to receive from other people, we need to make sure that we can reciprocate it. And a lot of that is missing. There are so many people who just want to take and take and take and take. And they don't give anything. They don't add anything to our lives. That is one of the biggest red flags. Recognize it, accept it, and move on. If you've listened to my podcast and you have read my book, you know that I talk about how strong my intuition is. And the more that you tap into your intuition, listen to it, you follow your intuition, the stronger your intuition will get. So let that be your guide. Your intuition will lead you in the right direction. But people who are all over the place and mean you no good, if they're not doing the right thing, of course, they are not going to lead you down the right path. So do what is necessary. And when you see things are not changing in a situation, when you see a person is not changing, you have to be the one to make that change. So thank you so much for listening to this episode. As always, I appreciate you all for your support. I will be back with another episode soon. Until then, as always, I am wishing each and every one of you peace and blessings.